Okay, Chevra, welcome back. Amiral HaNochrie, which is what we're talking about now, is different than Bishol in a few ways. First of all, Bishol is pretty centrally located. You have Gemaras mostly in Perek Kira, right? You have Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Siman Shin Yod Ches, and then Hatmana is like Reish Nun Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches, right? So you have things in one area. I could take out a Shulchan Aruch, I could tell you where to find Dinim of Bishul. But if I had to ask you, where do you find Dinim of Amiral HaNochrie? Where is it in the Gemara? Where is it in the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is it's all over the place, right? One of the challenges of Amiral HaNochrie is it's mamish everywhere. There is a bunch of important Gemaras. We'll try to go through the Gemaras to the extent that we will. It appears in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Vav, Siman Resh Ayin Vav, Sin Shin Vav, Shin Zayin, Shin Chaf Hey. It comes up in Hilchos Yontif, Tav Kuf Tes Vav. Amiral HaNochrie is really in many different areas. And unlike Bishol, okay, is Amiral HaNochrie D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? D'Rabbanan, right? And the Gemara has in like five, six places, right, that Amiral HaNochrie Shvus. Shvus means it's D'Rabbanan. Now, the thing to think about that we'll have to discuss as we move on is, as we spoke about in Bishol, there are two types of D'Rabbanans. There is an Iser D'Rabbanan and a Gezeira D'Rabbanan. Right, and Iser D'Rabbanan is like if I write with my left hand, that's considered Kosev on the level of D'Rabbanan. A Gezeira D'Rabbanan is that if I read the words underneath the picture, so it's a chash that I might come to write. Or if I do business on Shabbos, I might come to write stuff in my ledger. No one is going to say that if I do Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, I'm in violation of Ksiva. Right? It's a Gezeira D'Rabbanan. I might lead to Ksiva. The question of Amiral HaNochrie is whether it's called an Iser D'Rabbanan or a Gezeira D'Rabbanan. Inhale, hold that, we'll get to it later. Now, because Amiral HaNochrie is all over the place, it's important to just discuss Sfarim that are available on Amiral HaNochrie. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen has a full volume on Amiral HaNochrie. He has like five volumes. It comes like as a set. You can buy in the Sfarim sale, which starts in February. And English, it's actually very nicely organized. The what's it called? The Orchos Shabbos. The Orchos Shabbos in Chelak Beis, Perek Chof Gimel is all about Amiral HaNochrie. He, this is what I was using to prepare the shiurim. Now it's extremely detailed. It's much more detailed than we'll get into, but it's again, if you have time, it's kedai to look at. There's a chapter in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is very good. There's a sefer I took out of the library, Malachim Umnayich. It is Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. He's a character. Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. Did I comment about this? He was one of the. He is one of the sons-in-law of Rebbe Yoshev. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's the son-in-law of Rebbe Yoshev, is like the world's straightest person, right? It's like it's a Gemara, it's a Taisvus, that's it. Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein, like he has a Sefer Vaharevna. I try to learn that at the Shabbos table with my kids sometimes. So Parshas Bo, the Shiloh was about can it, the pasuk says like Kelav Tashlichonosel, Lo Yecharetz Kelav Lashon, says Lo Yecharetz Kelav Lashon, right? When Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So he says, oh, you know, Kelav is dog. So you got a Shiloh, whether can you name a shul after a dog? And he has like a whole discussion about this. Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein is a wild man, right? So this Sefer Malachim Umnayich is a lot of fun in terms of good, interesting cases. The thing is that one of the big issues in Amiral HaNochrie is the difference between Amiral HaNochrie to do a D'oraisa versus Amiral HaNochrie to do a D'rabbanan. The largest issue that's going to come up is whether I treat electricity like a D'oraisa or like a D'rabbanan, right? So if I go in our yeshiva, we assume that using electricity, with the exception of turning on the light, is D'rabbanan, right? Reb Asher Weiss assumes that electricity is D'oraisa. Right? That's going to be very relevant for 95% of Yamir and Akushaylos. That question. Okay. So Amir al-Nakhri is all over in Shulchan Aruch. There's lots of different svarim. Again, it's probably kedai to pick up a sefer to read it just because we're going to be learning these dinim for a while. And Amir al-Nakhri, it's a din d'rabbanan. That's what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf nun. That's what the Gemara in Gittin daf ches says. The Gemara in Gittin says that I'm allowed to do Amir al-Nakhri to buy land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Right? So that obviously buys into our whole religious Zionist, etc. Is that, are we talking about doing Amir al-Nakhri to do a Dairais or to do a Drabanan? We'll have to learn that Gemara and see how it is relevant for our conversations. So Pashtus is Amir al-Nakhri is Drabanan. Everyone good? Okay, who reviews the parsha every week with Rashi? Hey, so you're gonna say that's a trick question, right?
I don't finish it.
So you don't finish it, right? They say that the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, because like when's the last time you tried to pick up a lulav and you didn't finish? Right? Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, you're always starting and you don't finish. Okay. So, but Rashi is very important, right? It says in what?
Optional. We're gonna quit an optional quiz every Tuesday on
On
the
Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, I'm game. If
optional. After participation.
you
Yeah.
after what?
After Mishpatim. That's most fun, but I
Well,
would
Mishpatim
rather
is really hard. So again, I don't know if any of you were there. One
Yes,
year there
indeed.
was a panel about Yiras Shamayim in Stern. So you were there? So it was me and Rebbetzin Rosenzweig and Rebbetzin Feiner, and I think Rabbi Nachbar.
I
Right? So I said Yiras Shamayim means that you keep what it says from Shulchan Aruch, means you don't eat granola bars, right? Because granola bars, right? There's a shaila about bracha achronos. If you have Yiras Shamayim, you don't eat granola bars. Another example of Yiras Shamayim in Shulchan Aruch is a Yiras Shamayim should review the parasha with Rashi. Okay, don't just do unklus. Rashi also. So Parshas Bo. Right? That last week's parasha? Okay, what does the Torah say? There's a yontif called Pesach or Chag HaMatzos. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, now, what's the problem with this pasuk? So Ye Aseh is a Nif'al. Right? That means no malacha should be done. Right? And therefore, Rashi comments, lo ye'aseh v'hem, right? Afilu al yedei acherim. Now, Rashi is quoting a mechilta, which means the malacha should not be done for you al yedei acherim. Now, who are these acherim? So I got a few possibilities. One possibility is that the acherim means a Jew. But here's the problem. A Jew is not supposed to do malacha anyway for himself or herself. So why does the Torah have to tell me that a Jew should not do malacha for me? Right? Now, some say it's a Jew who's beneath Bar Bas Mitzvah. Okay. Well, here's the problem with that. If it's your kid, that's a pasuk in the Aseret Hadibros. Right? It might not be relevant for Yosef yet. Right? He might be a little bit young. But lo sasa komalacha ata bincha bitacha, right? That's a pasuk in Aseret Hadibros that my kids can't do a malacha for me. So what does it mean lo ye'aseh afilu al yedei acherim? So the Rishonim all understand Rashi that what Rashi means is don't do malacha through a guy. Meaning, Amir al-Nakhri is an Isser d'Oraisa. Amir al-Nakhri is an Isser d'Oraisa. That's a Midrash Halacha. It's a Mechilta in Parshas Bo. Okay. Midrashei Halacha are hard to read. Girsa'os are often complicated. Let's look at the Mechilta. Right? Zakt the michilta lo tasata lo yasa chavercha v'lo yasa goy melachtecha. Right, meaning a goy. It's a pasuk in the Torah, and the Torah says you shouldn't do it, your friend shouldn't do it, and the goy shouldn't do it. Ata omer keno eino ella lo sasa ata v'lo yasa chavercha v'yasa goy melachtecha. Right? Maybe the Torah means you shouldn't do it, your friend shouldn't do it, but a guy can do it. Zak the Medrash, Tamad Loma Sheshes Yom Tasa Malacha. Right? Meaning you should work for 6 days, not on the seventh day. Meaning it can't mean that you are instructing a Jew to do the Malacha. Halamadikta, Ko Malacha Lo Yasa Vahem, Lo Sasa Ata, Lo Yasa Chavercha. V'lo yase goy melachtecha divrei Reb Yashia. But Reb Yashia in the Medrash says that amira lo nochri zadoi raisa, and probably that's what Rashi is referencing. Remember, Rashi tells us that his job is to teach us psukim through the lens of midrashim, right? Sometimes in Chumash Bereishis, it's like through Medrash Rabbam, the Midrashim, which are Agadita, but in the more halachic parts of the Torah, he's using Midrash Halacha, like Michilta. Right? By the way, Michilta is the Midrash Halacha on Chumash Mos. The Midrash Halacha on Chumash Vayikra is. What? What's it called? The Torah's Kohanim, which is a Sifra. And then you also have the Midrash Halacha on Bamidbar Devarim, which is Sifrei, right? Sifrei, whatever you want to call it. So the Midrash Halacha, Rabbi Yashia says that Amira lo nachriz doiraisa bepashtus. Rabbi Yonasan ome ein sarech halok far nema zachas yamashasa kadsha alo dran kavachomer mam shabbos chamura ein atom mozar melachas hagoy bimlachtucha yontiv hakal dinu shaltei mozar melachas hagoy. In other words, Rabbi Yonason says that effectively the Torah has to say in Parashas Bo, Komalacha lo ye'oseh, because Parshas Bo is talking about Yontiv, I would have thought that the Isser is only on Shabbos, not on Yontiv. The Pasuk teaches me that the Isser applies to Yontiv also, but the Isser is the Isser of a Jew doing Malacha for you. By the way, we're going to have to, I hope we'll talk about this later on, is Amira Yisrael the same as Amira Nachri? Let's say you have a friend who only keeps one day yontiv, right? Or let's say you accepted Shabbos early and your friend didn't. Or let's say you keep Rabbi Nutam to end Shabbos and your friend doesn't. Can you ask your friend to do malacha for you? These are all subsets of Amira Lanachri, right? So Rashi Bekitzah Ma'aseh says that the Bepashtus, Rashi saying there's an Isser D'oraisa of Amira Lanachri. So Tosfos wrote on Chumash also, right, the Dasikin Baliatosis. Tosis writes, Pirish Rashi, Afiyadei Achirim, Vekosha LaRev Moshe. I believe Rev Moshe is the smag. The Bishabis Amina Amir Lanachri is Shavus Midrabonon. Vachamasha Diminatira. Vyeshlo Madas Machta Baalmahi. Inami, Aidei Achirim, the Pirish Rashi, Vitzonolom, Aidei Beno, Bitak Tanim. Meaning the Tosfos says that when the Medrash Halacha comments that there is an Issa Da'iraisa of Amira Lanachri, Mahalach number one is it doesn't really mean it, it's an Asmachta. Mahalach number two is that really what we're saying is you shouldn't have your kids do malacha for you, even though that's in the Aseres HaDibros, but I would have thought In the Aseret HaDibros, we're only talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about Yontif. Shabbos is more chamor. The onesh for Shabbos is skila. The onesh for Yontif is malchus, basically. But you don't get skila if you violate Yontif. So Yontif is kal. So even so, the Torah has to say that you should not do melacha al yedei a Jew. Now, meaning al yedei your kid. Now, there are some who say that maybe the issue over here, by the way, people often, it's first of all, it's terrible chinuch. Second of all, it's a violation of the Aseret HaDibros. Not long ago, and just finish the sentence, not long ago, I'm in my building. And there's a couple have like a little kid, like a 4-year-old, and they're saying, "Oh, push the elevator so we can go up." And that's awful chinuch, and that's an issur d'oraisa b'pashtus. No, if a kid does malacha for a parent, that's an issur d'oraisa. If a kid does malacha for the kid himself or herself, right? So then the parent is mitzuva on the kid mitzad chinuch. That's an issur d'rabbanan. If a parent instructs the kid, do a malacha for me. The minhag in Europe used to be that when there was no Erev in town, the kid would carry the sitter to shul or the talis to shul for the parent, you know? And Reb Kiv Eger in the Tshuva says that that's an issur d'oraisa and that's Aseret HaDibros. Because the kid's doing the malacha for you, the kid is not wearing the talis, the father is wearing the talis. That's like really bad. Sorry, you had a question?
Sorry. So we're saying that this pasuk is teaching us something about Yadav?
I mean, the Pasuk is about Yontif. The Pasuk says that there are 7 days of Pesach. Day one is Yontif, day seven is Yontif, and Lo Ye'aseh Komalacha. Komalacha Lo Ye'aseh.
Why do we think it's about Shabbat? Like, this makes a lot of like a difference.
So the thing is that if the Pasuk is saying that Amirul Nahri is a Deoraisa on Yontif, Kol Shekein is a Deoraisa on Shabbos, right? Shabbos is Chomer than Yontif. So if Amirul Nahri is Deoraisa, it's Deoraisa by Yontif, by Shabbos as well. And Rashi seems to be quoting an opinion that Amirul Nahri is Deoraisa. Now, we could have said that the kasha that everyone is asking, right? The Das HaKeinim asks the kasha. The Gemara says Amirul Nahri is a Shvus. Right? We'll see that the Ramban asks the same kasha or on Rashi as well. Right? Ramban quotes Pirish Rashi Yisrael Ella Mishum. Right? In other words, if the Jew's mitzvah to keep Shabbos also, if the Jew realizes it's Aser, so the Jew's a Mechalel Shabbos if he does it. If the Jew doesn't realize it's Aser and they ask the Jew to do it for me, so I'm in violation of Lifnei Ivel Osite Michshol. So who are these Acherim that shouldn't do it? And that Lifnei Ivel is Bein Bimlachto Bimlachas HaOsa Atzmo. If I ask you to do if I encourage you to do a malacha, whether you're doing the malacha for me or for somebody else, that's lifnei iver min haTorah. And if these achirim are goyim, ein anu mus'harim b'Torah malachas goy klal. Lo b'yontif, lo b'Shabbos, elo sheyesh bo shivus midivrehem im ha'amira shalanu, like they say in Shabbos Kuf Nun, amira l'nachri is shivus v'zeh davar mevor b'gemara. So if I would be you, by the way, how would you answer this question? Both the Balei HaTaisus and the Ramban are asking, "Dear beloved Rashi, Amirul Nahri can't be Doraisa." So, what might the answer be? Well, that's what the Taisus said, but say a different Mahalach. We learned the Mechilta. In the Mechilta, there's a Machlokas, Reb Yashia and Reb Yonason, right? Maybe. And Rashi sometimes, right, explains psukim according to a man d'amar that's not accepted lahalacha. No, especially Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi and Shas might not be like this, right? But Rashi al HaTorah's job is to explain the psukim according to the simplest meaning of the pasuk. The Torah says lo ye aseh. It really sounds like it's aser. It really sounds like amir l'nachi is aser min haTorah. So then the Ramban quotes, yeah, I found the mechilta, etc. And the Ramban says, you know what? Bevada it's asmach de ba'alma. Shebo lesser midivrehem amira b'mlecha shalanu. Right? It's an iser d'rabbanon of amira l'nachri on our melacha. I want to talk about that line in a few minutes. V'samcho salam mikrazeh. B'mlecha sagoy b'shalo is mutter. Right? In other words, I can ask a goy on Shabbos, or there's nothing wrong with asking a goy on Shabbos to do a malacha with his stuff in his house. Right? Of course not. The goy is doing, right? Our goy is named Slobodan. Right? So Slobodan is allowed to do malacha in Slobodan's house. There's nothing wrong. And the Ramban, like the Tosfos says, Amir al-Nachri is derabbanon. The Midrash halacha is an asmachta. Ulefi darkeinu lamadnu shal gazra b'amir l'goy el b'shalanu b'shalo omer l'goy v'ose. And that's what Rashi has in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi. Okay, Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi is going to be an important daf. That's about Amir al-Nachri by Sha'ar Isurim. Can I ask a goy, for example, to make pictures? Can I ask a guy to be chasom parasi? Can I ask the guy to muzzle my animal? Right, I'm not allowed to muzzle losachsom shorbedisho. Right, I can't muzzle my animal when it's going and doing its work. Can a guy do that? Right, that's bavim tzedaf tzadi machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about amir lo nachri b'sha'ar yisurim. Right, we're machmir on that. So Amir al-Nachri is not only a din on Shabbos. But the Pashtus is, it is a din to Rabbanon, and the Pashtus is that Rashi is the opinion, who is kind of saying it's Doraisa, but he doesn't really mean it's Doraisa. It's hard to say it's Doraisa. So next, is there any Rishon who says that Amir al-Nachri is really Doraisa? Anyone? So the trick over here is just keep on reading the source sheets. Right? It's a good trick. Smag. First of all, who was the Smag? When and where did he live? Memoshim Kutzi, good. What? I'm speaking to him. Ashkenaz Rishon. He's one of the Bali HaTosfos, 13th century Bali HaTosfos. This Smag was known by the Rishonim as Rav Moshe Hadarshan. He writes in the Hakdama that Jews at his time were not keeping the mitzvah of tefillin, and they were not keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah. So he went around giving drushas, chevr, you got to wear tefillin. Right? He was speaking in YC, not in Stern. Right? Chevr, you got to wear tefillin. Right? And he'd speak in Stern, but you have to have mezuzahs on your door. Why did people not have mezuzahs? Because they had a notion that since there were pigs in town, it was like very dirty, and it wasn't bakovedik for the mezuzah. And the smag, Rav Moshe Hadarshan, would go through town and he'd say, you know what, you got to have mezuzahs. That was his drasha. That's why it's called Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Okay, so what does the smag say about Amir al-Nachri?
That's
the race. It's the race, good. But so, I mean, there's a lot of dinim in this smag. So is the smag convinced that's the Raisa? Huh? It's possible that he has two opinions. Right? First he says it sounds like it's the Raisa. Then he says that Yesh Lomar, that's the Rabbanan, Sasmachta Ba'alma, had it been Dereisa, so then there could be no heter even Beveso Shogoy. That's like an interesting raya, no? We said before that I'm allowed to instruct a guy to do malacha in the guy's house. This, by the way, was very relevant. We'll have to talk about this. If I have shoes that have to be repaired, so I give it to Slobodan, and Slobodan's going to do work on the shoes in Slobodan's house, that's okay. It would be usur if it's a deraisa, he says. And it would be usur even if it's done on Erev Shabbos. Right? The smag began and he said, you know what? If the Jew gives the malacha to the guy on Erev Shabbos, it's okay. If it would be deraisa of the smag, we could not be make on that. We'll have to try to develop this idea. So maybe it's an asmachta ba'alma. Nonetheless, the bottom line in the smag is lashon lo ye aseh hakasa b'torah mochiach k'tzas shidrasha gemura. So the smag is inclined that it's doraisa. Now there's another chiddush in the smag, which we'll have to talk about later on. It's in the second line. I see a chiddush in the second line, this mag. Lahaniach, meaning I have to protest. I have to tell the guy you can't do this. This, by the way, is one of the reasons I think we don't teach Amir al-Nahri in high schools is because if you grow up in the five towns or lots of people have live in help or help who's just there. And Amira Lenachri is really hard not to violate. So I think one of, you should know Rev Moshe Yager used to be the 10th grade Rebbe in MTA, and he would teach Hilchos Shabbos, and he would begin teaching Hilchos Shabbos by teaching Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em. Right? Because right, one of the realities is that people don't keep Shabbos as well as they should. In Bishul, I think today it's much better. Because once people have like these platas, like we spoke about, unless you're really reheating liquid, you're probably, there's certainly what you're doing, there's Yesh Amilas Moch in all likelihood, right? But Amir al-Nahri, people violate all the time. And the halacha is, we'll talk about this, that you're mechuyev to protest. If a guy is doing a malacha for you, you have to say, Slobodan, stop, or however you say it in Slovakian, right? That's how you have to say it. So, smag is inclined, that's deraisa. La halacha, though, is it deraisa or is it derabanan? Mishnah Brura. Drabanan, right? It's drabanan. It's an asmachta in the pasuk. Now, here's the thing about asmachtas. Okay, the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah that oftentimes an asmachta is a din drabanan, but it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's way of telling me what he wants. Right? There are certain things like netilas yadayim, right? Netilas yadayim, v'rachatzas b'saro b'mayim. So, it's a din d'rabbanan, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is clearly hinting at it in the Torah. There's certain asmachtas which are pretty close to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. I think we got one over here. Kol melacha lo ye'aseh. No? It really sounds doraisa. The Midrash Halacha sounds like it's Doraisa. If you look in the Shar HaTzion on the Mishnah Brura, look at the way he deals with the Midrash Halacha. Huh? Hey, sorry. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Right? In other words, the whole thing don't exist. Right? In other words, the way the Ramban changes the Midrash Halacha is that Reb Yashi is saying, Lo sasa ata, lo ya'aseh chavercha, aval ya'aseh goyim melachtecha. Right? That's a big difference. Instead of lo to aval. Right? In other words, Ramban's assuming it's a mistake in the Girsa. The Gra assumes it's a mistake in the Girsa. And the Mishnah Brura is like nothing to talk about. Amir l'nachu is derabbanan. Okay, l'may nafkamina if it's the Raisa or derabbanan. So obviously there's going to be 1,000 nafkaminas, but a big one. So shvus to shvus is going to be a huge one, right? Like what we'll talk about in shvus to shvus is that's going to be half a. If you hold like Rashi, Smag, Reb Yashi, and the Mechilta the way we have it, we can have like really no kulas. But am I allowed? Am I mechuyev? Let's say someone tells me that you're going to eat tray food unless you pay me money. How much money do I have to spend not to violate an iser? How much money do I have to spend to do a mitzvah? A fifth, right? A hiddur mitzvah is a third. I have to spend a fifth to do a mitzvah, right? That's a lot of money, right? Again, the Gemara says that in the context of tzedakah, right? Or in the sense of a fifth might be the maximum, assuming that Maaser Ksafim is like a real thing, right? Not just a minhag, but really, if you can afford it, you do a fifth. But to violate a law, you have to give up all your money. Or not to violate a law, you have to give up all your money. So look in the Pesachei Ketuvim Yerideya. It's a creative shaila.
Okay.
So what's the Dimayi Drabanan? So he's not the Prima Godim is mistapik, whether you have to give up all your money for Drabanans. And he has this creative case. Right? It's a tshuva in the Chavis Ya'ir. Right? Someone tells you you have to drink Yayin Nesach, or I'm going to cut off your ear. Right? That's the case. So the way the Pesachei Teshuva quotes from the Chavos Ya'ir, you have to estimate. Does the guy really mean it or not? Now, if the guy doesn't really mean it, so like, okay, he doesn't really mean it. If he really means it, so then what? Then you have to give up all your money. Not to come lidei, right? You have to give up all your money. Not to come lidei sakana. But you are allowed to drink. But if they're going to chop off your ear, it's probably going to be a sakana. I mean, I'm assuming, right? When I was a kid, there was a boxer, Mike Tyson. The guy was like a behemoth gasser, right? So he bit off someone's ear during a match, no? A boxer, Evander Holyfield. It was like a heavyweight match. So, I mean, it's kind of gross. And then he talks about that Lanashik Ishto Nida, Mipnei Ha'ones. So then he wouldn't be Mekel. He is Mekel about drinking Yayin Nesach. In other words, he says you should give up your money not to come in Deis HaKana. Then quotes a Radvaz that if you're among the Goyim and the only thing you could eat is tray food, how much money do you have to spend? So he writes, you're mechuyav to give up all your money. Even if it's an Issa d'Rabbanan, you're still chayav to give up all your money. Because the Issa d'Rabbanan is really the d'Oraisa of Los Asur. Mikomakom nirish einu mechuyav lakachas bamtona ad she yulam mos lefra de dima lo yulamanos. Right, in other words, you're not mechuyav to borrow money to pay up, because if you're not going to be able to pay up at the time that you allot, the guy is gonna put you in prison, you might die. So here's the story. It's not clear about whether you're mechuyev to give up all your money not to violate the Drabbanan. It's a suffolk in the Kri Megadim. You get the impression from the Chavos Ya'ir's tshuva that to not violate the Drabbanan, you are not mechuyev to give up all your money. So far, so good. So what's my problem? Look at the Mishnah in Shabbos. There's a fire. So what do I do? I lose all my, I probably my apartment's gonna burn down, right? I'm gonna lose all my money, right? I'm assuming people didn't have bank accounts, right? And I'm not allowed to tell the guy to extinguish the fire. Amirul Nachri is usher by a fire. Now Amirul Nachri is drabbanan. By the way, we're going to have to talk about the fire case at length, because when the guy extinguishes the fire, what's the guy doing? And which malacha is that? Mechabe. Is that a deraisa or drabbanan? So mechabe is deraisa, but
In order to the way. It's Amos Gavin, the bar.
Almost. Malacha she'eina tzricha legufa. Right? It's a malacha she'eina tzricha legufa. In other words, mechabe is only really deraisa if I extinguish a fire in order to, like some people, if you use wicks, like cotton wicks, so they don't light often the first time, so you have to light it to like blacken it to make it easier to light later on. So if I do kibui in order to burn stuff later on, that is considered d'oraisa. Then it's a malacha tzricha legufa. But if I do kibui, and I'm not going to use it later on, if I'm just going to extinguish my fire in order to, what's it called? Just going to extinguish my fire in order to save my stuff. So then that is an Iser d'Rabbanan. So one could argue that this is a Shvus d'Shvus. It's Amirul Nachri to extinguish a fire, which is d'Rabbanan. And it's b'makom hefsid, right? So one could make a decent halacha case that it should be permitted, but you can make such a case, but it's against the facts. Because the Mishnah says you're not allowed to tell a guy to extinguish the fire. So why not? If we're b'dayraisa, I'd understand it. But why am I not allowed to instruct a guy to extinguish the fire?
something the non-Jew would do anyways.
That makes it better or worse.
Meaning, I don't need to tell a person to do it because the person will do it.
But so, lechora, that should make stuff better. And that's in fact the halacha. The halacha is I can't tell the guy to extinguish my fire, but I'm allowed to say something to the effect of, you know what? You're not going to lose anything if you extinguish the fire. Mafsid. This will come up when we talk about hinting to non-Jews. But why am I machmir that you can't instruct a guy to put out the fire when it's going to mean that you are losing a chunk of change? If your apartment burns down, you lose a lot of money. But I'm not allowed to tell the guy to extinguish that fire. Why not? What? Are you allowed to look at? So the next sources won't help you. Next sources are the next topic. So this sefer that I think is a lot of fun, Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein, he argues that we are more machmir on derabbanans that have a real source in the Torah, in the sense of if it's an asmachta, than we are on other derabbanans. Tosfos writes that there's a machlokas in the Tosfos in Chagiga, whether Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Issur D'oraisa or an Issur D'rabbanan. Even if Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Issur D'rabbanan, but the Gemara in Chagiga has like six different sources in the Torah for the Issur Malach on Chol HaMoed, meaning it's taken pretty seriously. Because there's psukim that sound that way. So whenever you have an Isser Derabbanan that has a source in the Torah, so we are more machmir on it. And that's why you cannot tell a guy to extinguish the fire, even though that will mean that your house is going to burn down and you are going to lose a lot of money. Right? So this is going to be one of the real challenges, every case, right? I would have made a strong argument that it should be heter gomor because this is amira lanachri to do kibui, and we could argue it's a shvus b'makom hefsid. But it's against the Mishnah. And I'm super machmir. First of all, I'm more machmir on malacha shein sricha legufa than on any other drabbanan. Because the Rambam's shita is that malacha shein sricha. Remember, extinguishing a fire is malacha shein sricha legufa, unless you need the wick afterwards. But there's a machlokas, basically all of Judaism against the Rambam. The Rambam assumes that malacha shein sricha legufa is d'oraisa, so I'm more machmir malacha shein sricha legufa than other drabbanans, right? In deference to the Rambam, and I'm more machmir amira lanachri than other derabbanans, because I have a pasuk that sounds like amira lanachri is a real problem, lo ye'aseh, and therefore I'm more machmir on it. So he tells the story in the Malachim Umnayach as follows. Once upon a time, again, I don't know if this is legal at all. Once upon a time, there's a boat, and the boat is out at sea, and there's a ton of money that's invested in the boat, and welcome. And they could somehow take out an insurance policy on the boat on Shabbos. Okay, so the boat is going to go down. You're going to lose a ton of money. Are you allowed to ask a guy to take out an insurance policy on this boat on Shabbos? So he quotes that the poskim say it's usser, even though it's only amira lanachri. You don't have to write anything. Nonetheless, It's considered business on Shabbos. And business on Shabbos is a beferish pasuk in the Navi. Right? The Navi Yeshayahu speaks about Mimtso chafatzecha v'daber davar. No?
I was thinking of a different thing. I was thinking of the purpose that Yirmiyahu does during the Korban, which is something that's different.
Right, so Yirmiyahu during the Churban tells people that they should dafka purchase because we're coming back soon. But Yeshayahu HaNavi says, "Asos, what's it called? Biyom Kadshi v'chibadto me'asos drachecha, mimso chafatzecha v'daber davar." Right, meaning mimso chafatzecha. There's an issue to do business on Shabbos. Nechemya got really upset at the Jewish people because they're doing business on Shabbos. That, by the way, when we learn Muktzah, those psukim in Sefer Nechemya are going to be really important. You could tell your father that Nechemya is actually important. But he quotes that since the two Isurim that are involved in insuring this boat are an Isur of Amira Lanachri and an Isur of business, and both of these Isurim have some scriptural evidence to them, right? Either the lo ye'aseh that Rashi says smag, or right, business on Shabbos is more machmir than other drabbanans because it's a pasuk. So therefore, it's going to be aser. And maybe even though the Prima Gadim says that you're not mechuyev to give up your money not to violate drabbanan, but since this is an iser that's beferish in the pasuk, it is more chamor. Okay. Again, he's a little bit of a wild man. So he talks about, let's say a Jew already had a guy set up to do malacha for him on Shabbos or for her on Shabbos, and the person is chozer b'tshuva. Are you mechuyev to pay money to the guy not to do your stuff? Right? These are the ways he thinks about these types of questions. But basically, summary of part one is Amira Lanachri is an Isser D'Rabbanan. But it might be an issur d'rabbanan that has an asmacht in the pasuk, and therefore we could argue that that's the reason why we're more machmir on Amir Lanachri than we are on other dinim d'rabbanan. And you're mechuyev to let your apartment burn down, and you're not allowed to instruct the guy to put out the fire. So far, so good. Deep breath. Okay, section two. What is the reason why you should not do Amira Lanachri? So look at, there are two different Rashis and there is a Rambam. There are three sources that we have. Source number one is the Rashi Al HaTorah, doesn't seem to be accepted, right? That it's Deraisa. But sources, but I have Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tes Vav, Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel, and the Rambam. What are the reasons why Amira Lanachri is a problem? And the Gemara over there is talking about if I have a ox and the guy is going to use my ox to do work for the guy on Shabbos. That's the case in that Gemara in Daf Tesvav and Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, has a shaila about whether schiros is a kinyan. If the guy rents the ox, is it like the guy belongs to the guy? Is it like the guy owns the ox? And if schiros is a kinyan, so then the guy is having the ox do malacha on the guy's ox. That's not a problem, right? That's the way the Gemara discusses Avodah Zarah Tesvav. So in the middle of that Rashi talks a little bit about Amira Lanachri. What? I'm sorry? Doing business on Shabbos, but more precisely, the pasuk in Yeshayahu has a bunch of different dinim, right? V'chibadto me'asos drachecha, mimtso chafatzecha, v'daber davar. Right? Now, mimtso chafatzecha means not to do business on Shabbos. And that's what we spoke about beforehand. What does v'daber davar mean?
Speaking about matters.
Speaking about business, right? That's what Taisa says. Taisa says, "V'daber davar" means I can't do business. "V'mtzol chafatzecha." "V'daber davar" means don't speak about business, right? Which really means, by the way, a lot of the conversations that people have on Shabbos, right, might not be so permitted, right? "V'daber davar" means you're not supposed to speak about business, according to Tosis. Happens that the Yerushalmi says "V'daber davar" means don't speak on Shabbos. "B'koshi hitiru she'elas shalom b'Shabbos." Tosis on Kuf Yud Daled in Shabbos quotes this. "B'koshi hitiru she'elas shalom," meaning, right, not so pashut that you could even say "Shalom Aleichem." Shabbos is supposed to be a day of quiet contemplation. Don't even speak. But we assume that "V'daber davar" means either don't talk about business, or "V'daber davar" is some iser that is similar to business, or it's some iser of speaking on Shabbos. It's not speaking in general. It might not be speaking about business, but there's some sort of speech on Shabbos that you shouldn't do. Zokt Rashi in Avodah Zarah, you know the speech I shouldn't do on Shabbos? Amira lo nachri. Amira lo nachri. Now, any of you sing Zemiros on Shabbos? Chafatzecha asurim. Meaning you can't do business, right? You can't even make calculations. Hirhurim mutarim. Right? What does that mean? You could think about business, right? There's a whole discussion about hirhur mitoch haksav. Can you, let's say, read, right, a document about business because you're not articulating anything? Hirhurim
What does that mean?
mutarim. Ulashadeh habanos. Right, what does that mean? That Lashade Chabanos is Matar and Shabbos.
That's a business deal.
It's a business deal. What's the heter? What's the heter to do business on Shabbos? How can you make Shidduchim on Shabbos? Right, we think about Shidduchim like a whole romantic way, right? Zahava, right? No, it's business, tachlis, right?
If it was romantic, it would probably be like Chabon too.
Right, exactly.
That's
So.
just because it rhymes with Hashbonah.
Right, imagine cheshbonot. So l'shadei chabanot means that chafatzecha asurim, but cheftzei shamayim is mutar. Right, I'm not allowed to do my own business, but to do business l'tzorech gavoa is okay. Right, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not allowed to buy and sell on Shabbos. If I make a promise to sell you something, that's usser. If I make a promise that I'll give money to the shul, is mutter, no? Or else you can never get an aliyah. A pledge, right? Shuls ask for money when you get aliyahs, right? You have appeals, right? The answer is that that's chafzei shamayim. Chafzei shamayim is mutter. When I say that v'daber davar is usser, is v'daber davar only referring to v'daber davar is only referring to my own speaking? But what about v'daber davar for cheftzei shamayim? Am I allowed to do amira l'nochri for a mitzvah? Right? Chafatzecha asurim. Cheftzei shamayim mutarim. Then it says v'daber davar. But does it also mean v'daber davar of my own stuff as opposed to cheftzei shamayim, which is okay? Is there a heter v'daber davar l'tzarech gavoah? If there is a heter v'daber davar l'tzarech gavoah, so we could have potentially huge kulas in Amira Lanachri. So I want you to hold on to this email, not email, hold on to it, inhale. I didn't mean email, I meant inhale, hold it. Okay, I want to come back to this in a minute. But so far I have one source for Amira Lanachri. Rashi on Tesvav and Avodah Zarah says it's based on V'daber Davar. Rashi in Shabbos. What's the reason for the Isser v'Amira l'Nochri? It looks like Shlichos. Right? Now, what's the problem with this one? Ein Shlichos l'dvar aveira, or Ein Shlichos for a non-Jew, for a guy. Right? We learn, right? This is B'nai Brith. Remember the organization? Right? So, ma'atem b'nei bris, avshulchachem b'nei bris, right? Kem tarimu gam atem, Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushim, means that a goy can't be a shaliach. So, this is a problem, but Rashi in Shabbos says that there is a din that Amir al-Nachri is usher based on shlichus. Okay? That's also something to inhale. Hold on to it. Okay, next source. What does Maimonides say? What does the Rambam say? Do you have the source? Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. What does that mean? Hey, we want people to take Shabbos seriously. If you're going to do Amir al-Nachri, you're going to have like a way around Shabbos all the time. And we don't want that. We want people to take Shabbos seriously. Okay.
And a gezeira,
what? It sounds like a gezeira?
Yeah,
Ah, exactly. So the Rambam sounds like Amir Lanachri is a gezeira, de Rabbanan. If I learn from Vedaber Davar, so it could be it is Divrei Kabbalah, right? Divrei Kabbalah is something that's written Mefurash in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which is more chomer than the regular din de Rabbanan. If I hold of Shlichos, so bepashtus, that means that, we'll talk about this a little bit more, bepashtus, that means that, yeah, goyim can't be a shaliach, but midrabbanan, it looks like they're a shaliach, which would be like an iser derabbanan. Okay? So now what I have is four possibilities in Amir al-Nakhri so far. I have this obscure smag, maybe Rashi, maybe Midrash Halacha Amir al-Nachri is Deiraisa. I have a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that Amir al-Nachri is Divrei Kabbalah. It's a pasuk in Navi, right? So it's a little more chomer than the regular Drabbanon. I have a Rashi in Shabbos that it's based on Shlichus, which I think sounds like it's an Isser Drabbanon. If the goy does it, shlichus means it's like I'm doing it, no? It's not a concern that I might do it. It's not a gezeira. It's an iser d'rabbanan. But if then I have Maimonides who says that it's a gezeira d'rabbanan. Right? So I have four possibilities. Okay. So I have to figure out some nafgaminas, whether it's based on Vidaber Davar, whether it's based on Shlichus, whether it's based on the Rambam. It seems like the Rambam doesn't get as much play in the Halacha as the two Rashis. The Rashi in Parshas Bo gets like no play at all. The Mishnah Berurah completely rejected it. But the Rashi in Avodah Zarah and the Rashi in Shabbos, Shlichus and Vedaber Davar, get some play. Why do you need both? What are the nafgaminas between them? So look at this Prima Gadim. We sort of hinted at this a minute ago. And then we'll talk about a Baal HaItur that makes it to Shulchan Aruch. By the way, what was the Prima Gadim's first name, Sarah? Okay, Yosef, right? Good. Now he made it, he was like one of the official Yosefs, correct? The Prima Gadim? What? So what does the Prima Gadim say? I think what the Prima Gadam is saying is, can I ask a guy to light a candle so that I could learn? So that is Vidaber Davar, Letzorech Mitzvah. Chafotzecha Asurim, right? L'shadei Chabanos is okay. Right? It's Letzorech Mitzvah. It would be permitted, Mitzad Vidaber Davar, but I need the other reasons to say that it's usher, even l'sorach mitzvah. Okay, so what we're going to get at is as follows. We're moving in the direction that I need both major reasons from Miron Achrei. Okay, 1 and 4 don't get much play, 2 and 3 do. Why do I need both v'daber dover and shlichus? So the answer is if we're be v'daber dover alone, it would be mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, and I can ask a guy to turn on the lights for me to learn Torah. Right? That's what the Prima Gadim says it. Now, the crazy thing is that there was a big Jew who said this also. His name is, right, next source, Haggah. Haggah is Rabbi Moses Isserles, right? The Rambah. And he's quoting another big Jew. He's calling it Baha Itor. So what's the Rambah quoting in the, what's this opinion that the Rambah is quoting?
That there's more room to be nikah when it comes to doing the bar mitzvah, specifically with mitzvah that light is necessary.
Okay, so there's more room to be nikah, but a little more precisely, the Rambam is quoting an opinion, and then the Rambam does not really like this opinion at all.
He says, he's not saying that this is the halakha, he's saying that there are many who
There are
can.
many people who are makel on asking a goy to turn on the lights to be able to eat a Shabbos meal. To Amir al-Nachri to do a de'oraisa for a mitzvah. Right? There are people who are makel on this. The Rambam says, don't rely on this unless it's a tzorach gadol. Unless it's like really, really necessary. But to do Amir al-Nachri for a mitzvah, the Baal HaItor is makel. Right? He quotes the Ran in Perek Reb-Lezer D'Mila B'Shem HaItor. And many people are make on this, but the Rambam says don't, and people don't protest, but you should be machmir. Right? Don't do this. The rationale behind the Baal HaItor is what's the lumdus behind the Baal HaItor's kula? The Amir al-Nachri to do a d'oraisa is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. I can ask a guy to turn on the lights for a Shabbos meal. What's the lumdus behind it? We said it.
No.
What?
No, without
Vidaber davar, and you hold that vidaber davar is mutter letzorech mitzvah. Right? In other words, that you hold, right? You have to make two assumptions. The Amir al-Nachri is usher only based on vidaber davar. Right? If you hold it's also usher based on some other reason, so you're not going to have this kula. Right? It's only based on Vidaber Davar, and you're also assuming that Vidaber Davar is mutter letzorech mitzvah. Right? Which is not pashut either, because chafotzecha, but not shamayim. But who says Vidaber Davar letzorech mitzvah is okay? It's not mivuar. It's not pashut. There are two assumptions that the Baal HaItor is making. The Rambam does not like it. But there is such a shita out there.
he allows it, that's our struggle.
Huh?
The Rama isn't allowed.
So the Rambam sounds like you should not rely on it. You should be machmir unless it's tzarech gadol. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he does not like it even with tzarech gadol. Yeah, someone have a Mishnah Berurah here? You look in the Mishnah Berurah on this din in Reish Ayin Vav. Mishnah Berurah says, like, he really does not like it. Yeah. We're going to have to steal a Mishnah Berurah. There used to be one here last semester. I don't know where it went. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says that if it's really Tzarek Gadol, okay. The Mishnah Berurah totally does not like this. Right? To rely on Amir al-Nahri to do a Doraisa. But what I would say, in terms of one of the tricks I have up my sleeve, is that if something is questionably Doraisa, so, and it's with Tzarech Mitzvah, there's, you know, I'm not as nervous, knowing that there is such a sheet of the Baha Yitar. Okay.
That'd be like electricity.
What?
That'd be like electricity.
Yes. Again, all of our Amir al-Nahri Shahs are going to come back to basically electricity. You're in the hotel. Can the guy open the doors for you? It's, I mean, that's our life, right? That's really what we're going to get back to. But this Baha Iter is based on the assumption that Amir al-Nahri is entirely, Amir al-Nahri is entirely Drabanan, is entirely, excuse me, based on Vidavar Davar. Right? That's what he's assuming. Okay. Let's look for another nafgamina. I'll ask you to read this Avni Nezer. Who was the Avni Nezer, by the way? When and where did he live? Before Moshe Rabbeinu? After? Before Moshe Feinstein? A little bit before, not much. The Avni Nezer was the Rebbe of Sachachov. He was a Yug Zionist. Right? Simon Shin Lamanov and the Avni Nezer is all about making Aliyah. He encouraged all of his chassidim to make aliyah. They asked him, how come you don't do it? So he says, the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaret is to live off of the land. And I'm a chassidish rebbe. I don't know how to farm. If I'm going to make aliyah, I'm still going to have to be supported by the chassidim in, whatever, I guess not in America, but wherever it is. And I won't really be in the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaret anyway. So that's why I'm not making aliyah. In the Rav Rimon Sefer, he always gives like the biographies of people. The Avni Nezer wrote a Sefer that we spoke about a lot last semester on Bishul. The Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal and the Avni Nezer is the same person. Okay? His son is the Shem Yishmuel, who is known more for Chassidish Torah. I think Munstrich is not related to. Don't know. Chernobyl. It could be. Okay, so what does Avni Nezer say? I mean, read the paragraph and tell me, like, he gives some nafgaminas based on these reasons. Right? The Avni Nezer is coming from the place that you need both reasons, both V'daber Davar and Shlichus. Unlike the way I was trying to learn the Etor, that it's only based on V'daber Davar, the Avni Nezer says you need both, but he creates cases where. Right. V'daber Davar is usher on Shabbos, no? But to ask someone, to ask a guy on Erev Shabbos to do something, there's no Isser of V'daber Davar. Right? There isn't Isser Amir al-Nachri. Why is there Amir al-Nachri? Because it's Shlichus in that case. Right? To ask someone on Shabbos to do Motzai Shabbos, out Shlichus it's not going to be a problem because the Mice is happening Motzai Shabbos. But out V'daber Davar is going to be a problem. Right? That's where he sets it up. The Avni Nezer then, in the next line, he quotes from the Alter Rebbe. Right? The Rav Maladi is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Alter Rebbe has a chiddush that B'daber Dovar is only usher if it's an activity that cannot be done beheter at all. So if I ask a guy to carry something, so theoretically you could have an Erev. So there wouldn't be B'daber Dovar. If I ask a guy to take something from Chutz L'Tchum, So theoretically, you could build Borgenen. You could build like these little huts all the way between here and Schnippeschok, right? So that would not be an iser of Vidaber Davar. That's another way out. That's another potential nafgamina in these issues. But Lemaisa, it's always going to be usher based on Shlichos. Fine. So next time we'll pick up from here. We'll give some more nafgaminas. We're middle page three. So pick up from here next time. Any questions, comments, observations?
Is that not, you know, why should the sleepless
So
be?
Shlichos is going to be a problem because Lemaisa, Goy is doing something which I can't do. Right? I'm not allowed to carry this item because there's no Erev. There's no Vidaber Dover because Vidaber Dover means don't speak about stuff which are categorically usser. But if I have something that has ways out, so that's not considered Vidaber Dover. Right, that's a Chiddush quote in the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch. Now Vidaber Dover is only on something that's always usser. Good? Okay.